All right, Kerry Fox is with us from the Army Corps in Sault Ste. Marie. And how's it going in the Sioux today, Kerry?
It's going pretty well, Jack. We're having some not-so-terrible weather to start off the winter here.
The Sioux Locks will be closing, so tell me about that and what you'll be doing, what the guys, the maintenance crews and the contractors will be doing during the shutdown period.
Sure. So the Sioux Locks, located in Sault Ste. Marie, will close to all marine traffic, and that will begin at 11:59 p.m. on January 15th or until commercial traffic ceases. And then we will reopen the facility to commercial traffic at 12:01 a.m. on March 25th to perform some seasonal critical maintenance. This year, our maintenance crews will complete structural inspections, maintenance, and install lifting lugs on the upstream miter gate. On the downstream miter gates, crews will install anchorage components and complete critical structural repairs. We'll also do some major rehabilitation on the Pollock's upstream and downstream ship arrestor systems.
And I imagine also making preparations for the new lock, correct?
Yeah, so the new lock is at a point right now where we're doing construction year-round and not really pausing during the winter time frame.
Oh, really? So is that project still on schedule, Kerry?
Yep, the project is still estimated to be complete in 2030.
Okay. So anything else about the locks shutdown you think people should know about, heading into winter here?
Sure. So we are federally regulated to shut down the locks during this period between January 15th and March 25th every year. And this 10-week period really falls in the middle of winter time. It's based off of, you know, the feasibility of ships being able to traverse the Great Lakes and especially the St. Mary's River, Lake Superior region with ice conditions. And even though we have some favorable winter weather right now, does that not mean that it will last until the end of March for our complete winter maintenance period. So our crews will be out in the elements of the, you know, harsh northern Michigan winters doing maintenance for the next 10 weeks.